again. Bob Bolling here with The Mystery Project. Our series is the continuation of Peggy Delaney, written by James W. Nichol. Peggy's friend Bernie Snyderman seems to have a problem. Looks like he's the bullseye on someone's target. The arrows are coming closer and closer. Kyra Harper and John Stocker share the honors in Special Delivery, the next episode of Peggy Delaney.
Hello there. You've reached Peggy Delaney, Toronto Tribune. If you have something confidential you want to pass on, just leave your name and number. The walls have ears. I'll get back to you. If you're calling to give me fulsome, unqualified praise for my columns, feel free now. If you're calling to scream at me, fascist, communist, cop-loving, cop-hating, pro-lesbian, anti-lesbian, pretend anti-establishment, crypto Bay Street swamp pig, go for it. After all, this is a quasi-democracy.
Hi, it's me. I have a problem.
Simon, have you seen Bernie? He's not in the front office.
I don't see him in here, do you?
Hi there.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt.
Think nothing of it.
Okay. Well, he just left me a message. It's the middle of the day. I assumed he'd be at work.
Did you?
Well, maybe he's home.
Assume he's home. You might have more luck.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for your help, Simon.
If I knew where Bernie was, I'd take you right to him. I am Alex Bronowski. And you are?
Peggy Delaney. Hi again. Well, I'm out of here.
I'm a friend of Bernie's. We've been doing business together for years. I supply him for all his needs.
Really? All of them?
In the way of cleaning supplies. Anything else he has to look after for himself.
Which I'm sure he does.
So, Peggy, don't run off. What do you do for a living?
Chase after Bernie. Bye. So how come you're home? Are you sick?
Sort of.
Oh, you should fire Simon Bloom.
Don't throw your coat there. It's snowing out. I'll hang it up.
He gets grumpier all the time.
I can't fire him. He's my father's friend. He's been our general manager for years. He does a good job.
And who's Alex Bronowski?
Why?
I don't know. He's kind of slimy.
What is this? You're going to insult everybody I know? This is why you're here?
No, I'm here because you said you had a problem.
I have a stalker.
What?
I have this stalker who's stalking me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You think I'm hallucinating? Here, I'll show you. This was shoved under my door this morning. It's not there at 7 when I get the paper. It's there at 8 when I go to leave for work.
Well, where was it? What is it?
Here, read it.
Sleepy time for Bernie, cuddled in his bed. His sheets are dry, his conscience clear, and soon he will be dead.
Kind of grabby, isn't it?
No. God, who wrote this?
I thought, at first, it was just some nut who'd picked me out of a crowd. Now, I'm not so sure.
At first? How long has this been going on?
About a year.
A year? Why didn't you tell me?
I did tell you. Why do you think I got an unlisted phone number back in November? You don't listen.
Oh, right. God, Bernie.
Yeah.
So he used to call you, now he sent you this. What's the point, other than to scare you?
That's the point.
Simon Bloom didn't sound very concerned that you hadn't shown up for work this morning. Have you stopped going in?
I go in, sometimes. Phone calls I can handle. Poems printed with a pink marker pen on the back of pieces of cardboard I'm not so good at.
And now you're what? Hiding out here, not going to work.
I feel vulnerable at work. The door's unlocked, I have to walk over to the warehouse, I have to go out to inspect new clients' homes. I was on my way to work today.
Bernie, if he was going to hurt you, he'd have done it by now. He's had a whole year.
That's what I keep telling myself. Unfortunately, I'm not listening.
Maybe I could ask Carlos to help.
Carlos? The cop? That won't do any good. The cops can't do anything. Nothing's happened yet. I feel like selling the business.
Oh, don't be stupid.
No, I mean it. I'm seriously thinking about it. Then I could move maybe to another city.
Oh, yeah, great. Maybe that's what he wants you to do. Maybe he's not after you. He's after Cinderella Cleaning.
A stalker who wants a cleaning business.
Not a stalker. Somebody pretending to be a stalker. Someone like Simon Bloom.
Oh, God.
Well, he's mean, and he's been there forever. Maybe your dad was going to sell him the business. And then you came back from Vancouver, and you were shiftless and hopeless and didn't know what you were doing with your life. So your dad gave you the business instead.
Simon Bloom. He's so old.
So?
Besides, there's something about this poem. I don't know, something familiar, like a memory, a secret, something. It won't come clear, but I think I know this guy.
He says he thinks he knows the guy.
Well, if he can come up with a name, maybe I could have a little chat with whoever it is. Well, he threatened your friend in that poem, right?
Well, he didn't say kill Bernie, though. He just said Bernie would be dead.
Close enough. For an unofficial visit, anyway.
Well, you'd intimidate me.
Oh? How's Amber?
Great. Well, she's actually talking about going home to Vancouver for the summer, then coming back in September, going to school here all next year, too.
No?
Yeah, so I have to talk with her. She says she feels stupid, that she got pushed out of shape about you. She says she understands that it was her problem, that she felt anxious about it, that you know, I couldn't love her and, you know, love you, too, at the same time. But she's over that now.
Is she?
Oh, I don't know. It took me 14 years of neglect to screw her up. How long does it take to build trust? I know she knows, deep in her heart, that I'm never going to take off on her again. Well, for one thing, I'm sober, right?
Right.
And I think, once she comes back in the fall, if I were seeing you more often, if you were, you know, around more often, I think she'd be okay with that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what?
I've moved.
You've moved?
I've been seeing my little daughter more often lately.
I know that. And?
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 And one thing led to another between Julie, my wife.
I know she's your wife.
I've moved back in.
You've moved back in?
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's good.
Peggy?
No, I'm happy for you. I think you've done the right thing. I really do. Terrific. Super. Bye. Peggy Delaney, Toronto.
Something's happened. Get over here.
Bernie?
Get over here.
I was going to go to work after I made lunch.
What happened?
There was this tap on the door. I couldn't see anybody through the peephole. I kept the chain on. I opened it up, and I saw this box.
What's in it?
I thought it might be a bomb or something, but when I picked it up, it was too light.
So, let me see.
No, don't look.
Why?
It's a cat.
A cat?
Not all of it. Just four little paws.
Oh, my God. Let me see.
I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it.
They're fresh, Bernie. They're all bloody.
I know.
Who would do this?
I don't know.
Well, whoever it is, he's really screwed up. Oh, God.
Cats. Cats. Cats!
Bernie.
No. Bernie, cats. The musical Cats. That's who it is. It's Craig Simpson. That's who it is. Oh, my God. Oh, God. That's what the poem was about. I knew it.
What are you talking about?
Craig Simpson. I haven't thought of him in over 15 years. He was a dancer. He danced in the chorus. He was in Cats.
So?
So,
You were still in Vancouver. You were chasing your hockey player around. And I decided to move back to Toronto, remember? I was like 23, 24. I met him at this bar. He was older, about 30. Greg Simpson. Dancer, singer, artiste. And we lived together for a while.
I would have remembered this. You never told me this.
No, I never told you. I was kind of ashamed. He turned out to be a problem. Alcoholic for one thing, hypochondriac for another. An unusual combination, you have to admit. And he was a genius. So he kept telling me. Unappreciated, neglected, dancing in the chorus. I'd made a big mistake. Because I couldn't get away from him. He'd take pills. He wouldn't just pretend, you know. He'd really take them. I'd have to rush him to the hospital and get his stomach pumped out. He broke down one night. Right on stage. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Cried. Couldn't stop. So they fired him. Sometimes he threatened to kill me if I left him. Sometimes he threatened to kill himself.
Oh, Bernie.
One night, I came home. I'd been drinking to get up courage. I was going to say, no matter what he said or did, I was leaving. And that was that. It was dark in the bedroom. He just kept saying, "Hi, hi," to me. In this really calm voice, "Hi," to everything I said. I turned on a lamp, and the bed was full of blood.
Oh, Bernie.
He'd slashed his wrists. I rushed him to the hospital one more time, and then I did leave. He called my father and mother constantly, called the business, came in looking for me. I took this Davenport Road, and I just went underground. But I've always felt a bit ashamed, you know, because I just left him at the hospital. I ran away.
Bernie, you can't be positive it's him.
Yes, I can. Sleepy time for Bernie, cuddled in his bed. His sheets are dry, his conscience clear, and soon he will be dead. It couldn't be anybody else.
I feel like another drink. You sure you don't want something?
No, thanks. I'll stick to my smokes.
He slit the cat's wrists? In reference to himself?
Mm-hmm. That's how Bernie sees it.
Oh, that's... God, that's really out there.
I know. So old Bernie's called everybody he could think of, who goes back to those days. And you're the only one who said you'd seen Greg Simpson in the last few years. Everyone else said he'd left the country for good, way back when.
Oh, well, lucky me. I don't know where he is now, though. It was about a year ago, maybe more. He just called me up, out of the blue, asked me out to dinner, that's all.
And how was dinner?
He wasn't in the greatest of shape, I guess. He was okay financially. He'd recently inherited money from his folks. That's why he was back. He was high on something. He talked a mile a minute. It really wasn't a very pleasant meal. When he called me again, I made an excuse. He called a few more times, left some really abusive messages on my answer machine, and then he gave up.
Did he say where he was living?
I don't want to get involved. You know, like, give me a break. Cat's paws?
He's not stalking you. He's stalking Bernie.
I wish Bernie had come with you.
Well, he apologizes. He's just too nervous. He said he knew you'd understand.
Okay. He was living at home. His family's house up on Russell Hill Road.
Do you know the street number?
Uh-huh. Just don't tell him you were talking to me.
This is not good.
It's good. We confront him. We tell him to lay off or we'll press charges. But you have to look determined, Bernie. Resolute, unmoved.
Oh, that's me, all right.
Okay, here we go.
The guy mutilates cats.
Better cats than you know who.
So what am I supposed to say again?
Just say you...
Yes?
Greg Simpson?
Yes.
Hi, Greg.
Do I know you?
I think so.
Okay. Let me see then. The butcher? The baker? The candlestick maker?
Bernie Schneiderman. Cinderella cleaning. Cats. The old days.
Well, as I live and breathe. So it is. Yeah, you've grown so healthy.
Fat, you mean?
Oh, you were too thin, Bernard. You were much, much too thin. Well, come on in. It's not much of a place, I admit. In fact, it's a dive. Sit down. Sit down anywhere you can find a perch. Oh, don't be a bossy person. For goodness sakes, you can give up your seat.
Who's that?
That is Miss Grisabella, the glamour cat. Oh, here comes Rum-Tum Tugger. He's an absolute beast, simply a tyrant. Aren't you rummy?
Any more?
Pardon?
I said, any more cats?
No. Just the two.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And you are?
Peggy Delaney.
Peggy? Not the Peggy Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Why, of course you are. My God, Bernard, you've come up in the world. All right. I give up. I can't stand it any longer. Why are you here? Seems to me you couldn't wait to run away from me last time I saw you. Is she your biographer? Is she here to interview me? A most regrettable chapter in your life story? Oh, tell me, what is it?
We were talking to your brother.
Oh, my bro. Up on Russell Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, what did he have to say? I can only guess that I was a hopeless dope addict, that I almost brought rack and ruin to the whole family until he had me arrested. Well, I guess I was an easy tat out of hand. Sit down, please. Does anyone here smoke besides me? Oh, you'll be delighted to know, Bernard. Please make a note, Ms. Biographer, that I am slowly climbing back out of that hole to some semblance of sanity. You're not going to sit down. All right. Would somebody like to tell me why you're here? Why are you here?
Can't you guess?
No.
Quit harassing me, Greg. Quit making phone calls, quit sending me notes, and other things, or...
Or?
Or Bernie will lay so many charges against you, you won't even be able to go to the bathroom without permission of the court. And if that doesn't discourage you, then we'll just hire someone to bust your head.
Well, maybe not bust your head, but you know, just leave me alone. Get it?
Oh, what a surprise. This is good. Oh, this is more than good. But seriously, though, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Have I missed something? Or are the two of you just, like, nuts? Do you go around doing this a lot? Is it fun? Can I do it, too?
That's it. That's it. I'm leaving.
Don't go away angry, Bernard.
Just remember what I told you.
How could I forget? I'm not wrongly accused every day by a famous personality. Though I'm afraid your 15 minutes was up years ago, dear. In fact, I hate to tell you this, but you are a teensy-weensy bit of a joke. I mean, your column. Come on now. Crusading bitch queen of the Toronto Trip? Do tell, really, dear. You bourgeois middle-class mediocrity.
Have a nice day. You okay?
My heart just stopped, but we told them.
Yeah. He didn't do it.
What?
Come on, let's go. He didn't do it.
You have a thick skin.
I was brought up in Cabbage Town, when it was Cabbage Town. What can I tell you? Want one of my smokes?
Sure. You don't drink?
No.
Ex-Alky?
Uh-huh.
Goodness me, Tallulah. Here's to your sobriety.
Thanks.
I'd never send Bernard the paws of a cat.
No, well, that's what I told him. Your cats are the most pampered, sleekest, self-satisfied cats I've ever seen. You obviously love cats.
Uh-huh. I might send him my own paw, but never a cat's. God.
So, who did?
I haven't the foggiest clue.
Have you ever told anyone about Bernie and you?
Who haven't I told? I tell everyone absolutely everything about me. That's just how I am. Particularly when I was mixing cocaine with my heroin.
Ooh.
Oh, for the good old days. I'm on this methadone program.
How's it going?
Well, I'm still alive, which is probably a plus.
Probably. So, what do you think? Was it a coincidence that someone wrote that poem and sent him that package?
That's what scares me. I don't think so.
It's been going on now for almost a year.
Well, a year ago, I was still living on Russell Hill Road, going through my inheritance, trying to figure out how to sell the family house after one of my brother's nose. I was going through so much dope, my dealer was living with me. A party every night. I'm sure I blabbed about everything. Bernard was just one more thing.
Well, there must be some reason behind what's happening. Maybe whoever it is wants to scare Bernie enough so he can extort money from him to go away and leave him alone. Or maybe he wants to scare him enough so he'll sell a business.
A cleaning business? I don't think so.
Well, there must be something. And somehow it's connected to you.
X talked about that.
About what? Who's X?
About the cleaning business. My dealer, X. That's the name he went by. I called him Mr. X. Isn't that a hoot?
Uh-huh.
I remember I was chattering away, telling him my life story, and he said, "You mean Bernie Snyderman, the guy who owns the cleaning place?" That's what he said. So, thus encouraged, I told him everything.
Do you know where he lives?
Of course not. I used to party on his boat. It was tied up at Ontario Place. Lots of girls, and boys, and booze, and dope. Terrifies me.
What?
How much I miss it. For credit.
That's what Greg Simpson says was printed on the boat, and it was called St. Michael's Harem.
Was it?
I was just wondering. Maybe it's dry docked for the winter in Port Credit somewhere. Maybe you could call a cop friend out there, see if you can find it. It would have a license number on it, wouldn't it? And then you could look up the owner and get Mr. X's name, couldn't you?
Uh-huh.
This is for Bernie. It's not for me.
I didn't think I'd hear from you again.
You wouldn't have. This is for Bernie.
I recognize the name.
Yeah, well, Bernie, you know...
I mean St. Michael's Harem. Part of a surveillance we've been doing. Auto theft, prostitution, drugs, other stuff. But they're all small-timers. The big boys are in Eastern Europe. That boat, it's kind of famous around here. Party Central.
You know who owns it?
Sure. Three brothers, Joseph, Fyodor, and Alex Bronofsky.
Alex Bronofsky?
Now, he's the youngest one. Big, good-looking.
Mr. X?
For Alex? Why not? Sounds dumb enough. You know him?
I met him just the other day at Bernie's. Oh, my God. He was the one who knew about Craig? He was the one who... But why?
Money.
What?
Money laundering. Among their many other talents, they launder dope money. So they're always buying up small, legit businesses to put the money through. Maybe they wanted to scare your friend so much he'd sell. Besides, with Cinderella Cleaning, they get to case the inside of some of the nicest houses in Rosedale. Not a bad fringe benefit.
And the cut-up cat?
The Bernofsky brothers would cut up their grandmother if they thought they could turn a dollar. They're just playing with your friend. You have to understand these guys. They have a very peculiar sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
So the news is good. Bernie just has to sit tight. They're not going to whack him over something like this. And by the summer, with any luck, these guys will be in jail.
Well, thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay. Peggy, I feel terrible. I just...
Got impatient waiting?
No. It's just... I just have to try to make it work one more time, you know?
You could have told me this before. I thought you had left her. I thought it was for good.
So did I.
Goodbye, Carlos.
Alex Bernofsky.
But you can't say you know anything. According to Carlos, by this summer he'll be arrested anyway.
Alex Bernofsky. Big, handsome. A dope dealer, a gangster, a cat murderer.
Yep.
He sells me cleaning fluid. I can't believe it. I should talk to Greg.
And say what?
Say, I don't know. Say, I'm sorry I left him at the hospital. Like that. I shouldn't have run away.
You have been listening to Special Delivery, the latest in our series of Peggy Delaney by James W. Nichol. Featured in the cast tonight, Kyra Harper as Peggy, John Stalker as Bernie Snyderman, George Buza as Detective Carlos Szabo, Paul Soles as Simon Bloom, Ben Carlson as Alex Bronowski, Stuart Arnott as Greg Simpson, and Brenda Robbins as Eleanor. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Drago Grandic. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Bovin, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.